Now, what's interesting is that if we look at HER2 status, these are the HER2 negative, of which there are more, and these are the HER2 positive, you'll see that in both groups, those patients given the XMS stain had a significant fall in proliferation. It doesn't quite reach significance in the HER2 positive, but there are a third less patients. The number with 50% Ki67 reductions is the same in both groups, however. So with an aromatase inhibitor in those 60% of high-grade DCIS that are ER-positive and express HER2, we can reduce proliferation and potentially have a bigger effect on epithelial proliferation. So I would